Welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want for myself. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. Good day, guys. Welcome back to another episode on season 2 of the Livelihood Matters podcast. Today's guest is Rihanna Patterson. She's a Dominican. She lives in the UK. And Rihanna has accomplished a lot as a young woman. And today she's going to share with us her journey. She's going to share some advice for the youth and what experiences she went through and how you can do it to know that, hey, you shouldn't limit yourself. So Rihanna, welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. Tell us more about yourself and how you got started as a side hustle.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on. So I kind of ventured into this entrepreneurship journey in 2016 when I founded a youth-led dementia charity in memory of my grandfather called Dominica Dementia Foundation. Since then, I've been quite involved in the volunteer social impact space. And then quite recently, I have been looking and delving more into social entrepreneurship in terms of, you know, what I want to do in terms of career and personal development. I'm very passionate about that area. So that is an area I really want to contribute to. And I have been through public speaking, through developing my own personal brand as well.
Okay, that's a very interesting story. I noticed you mentioned the Dominica Dementia Foundation. What work has this done in your life? Was that one of the main reasons you were able to grow into the brand that you have right now? Or was it an additional thing?
Yeah, I would say it has worked simultaneously and also it's been additional. So the skills and resources that I've learned on my journey in the dementia field has kind of fostered my growth in terms of entrepreneurship and learning and development, really. But yeah, we've done quite a lot of things. I've contributed to quite a lot in that area in terms of advocacy campaigns, research, and that has also transitioned into my academic growth in terms of wanting to go to university to pursue psychology at a bachelor's degree. So I think it's all interlinked when you really reflect back on it.
Okay. Now, as an immigrant in the UK and you're building your foundation, you are getting exposed to opportunities. Did you encounter any challenges? And if yes, how did you deal with them?
Yeah, I mean, challenges is just another thing in life that we all have to go through at some point. I think in just general sense, it was very important for me to look at the bigger picture sometimes. And as my mentor would say, put myself in the helicopter view or the airplane view, and just look at it from that lens. Because when you're deep into the thick of it and you're going through a lot with your business, and it is quite intense. But when you look at the overall picture of where you are now, it might not be the best position. You might not have the best perspective on things at the moment, but it is overall contributing to the bigger picture. So I think that's how I've been able to deal with it, deal with challenges, and challenges has kind of built on my resilience as well. So I think it's also about the mindset. Like when I think about challenges now, I'm like, okay, what can I do differently? And not like, oh, another roadblock, you know? So it's really about reshaping the way you see problems and challenges moving forward.
That is so true, because you are always going to encounter challenges in life. And if every time you encounter a challenge, like you say, you're complaining about it, then you're not going to progress. And that could have been the reason why you've reached so far. You've accomplished a lot. You've won awards, and you continue to push through. But I know that some young people are different. You have a mentor, you say. Do you think that contributed towards your progress, or you just have it naturally in you? Because a lot of young people your age, they are trying to find the easy way out, I would say. We want a lot of things. Young people want a lot of things, but they don't want to work and sacrifice. And from listening to your story, you've done a lot. You've experienced a lot. You are open. Your perspective on challenges are different, Rihanna. And that is something that we need to develop amongst our youth. What would you say to them if they are struggling to figure out what they want to do?
I would say, again, think about the bigger picture. Think about unconventional careers you can put yourselves in. Like in the Caribbean, we look at films, but we don't see it as a career. But that is something that's, you know, quite booming, to be honest. Like, we are all storytellers in our own right, even with our personal brands. So I just think, just look at your skills and your expertise and how you can leverage it. How can you turn what you love to do into a job, a career? Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be working for the rest of our lives. It's a sad reality of it, but it's how we work determines our happiness and what we do with our time and what we contribute to. So I think, yeah, making sure that you're not just confining yourself to the regular norms of a 9-to-5 or a lawyer degree or a doctor degree, like all those are great. But if it's something that you don't really feel drawn to, you don't have the burning desire, I think it's not where you want to spend your time. So I think definitely just having a really good sit down with yourself and thinking about, what do you care about the most? What would you like to contribute? What do you want to gain from this life? What do you want to make a difference in? Is really important. It is so, so important. And just put yourself in places that where you can grow, you know, associate yourself with people that will propel your work, will advocate for you, you know, that want to see you succeed, because your surroundings really determine your success in some regard. But it is really, really up to you to determine where you go in life.
I like that. I like the fact that you said your surroundings can affect you. And that is one of the reasons I started this podcast, because I noticed a lot of Caribbean people, we view entrepreneurship differently. We think that a job is the only way. And this is what we knew. We were socialized that way, like you said. But it's more than that. You cannot want to work just to survive. You have to make a difference. You have to do something. And sometimes what we see around us is not encouraging. So if someone is online, they are using online, now we are exposed to the world, most people are working remotely, I still find some people are still not seeing the opportunities that exist online. Do you think having a network of persons online in the Caribbean can expose more opportunities for the young people? Because they have the resources, but the environment is not conducive. So I'm seeing the issue is not just not having the access, but more of the thinking and the mindset. Do you think there are resources or areas that they can start, so that they can start to think differently? I know the podcast is one, but they need it on a continuous basis, because they go to their jobs, their employers will tell them one thing, their coworkers are thinking one way. So everybody around them is in that same mind space. It can be challenging for them. What would you say that they can use in terms of external resources to start to look at the bigger picture, to want to do more, regardless of where they are?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If they look into entrepreneur centers like the Richard Branson Entrepreneur Center, which is based in the Caribbean. There's also resources through the Prince's Trust. They're not just based in the UK. They're a global organization. There's the headquarters in Barbados. So there are local resources where you can expand internationally in the Caribbean. So I think, you know, you don't have to look too outside of the box. We have what we need at home. So work your bases locally and expand globally.
Okay, thank you for that. I think they will appreciate that. And you are someone, I think you won one of the Queen's leadership, I think. Can you?
Queen Leaders Award, yeah.
Yes. Can you tell us more about this journey? Tell us more about this journey and how you got through, because I know somebody else might be interested and they want to start. What would you tell them?
Yeah, so with the Queen's Young Leaders Award, it was a four-year program. So it's finished now, unfortunately, but the resources from that program is still available on the Queen's Commonwealth Trust website, as well as the Queen's Young Leaders website as well. But that opportunity was really the pinnacle of my personal development. I think it's all been a journey, but that moment in time is where I really felt like, okay, there is lots of work to be done and I want to contribute to everything. So after I founded the Dementia Foundation, I applied to be a Queen's Young Leader because one of my friends inspired me as she won the award for Dominica. And I just felt so overwhelmed by her success. I was just like, wow, you know, we're volunteering in the same organization, you're doing stuff and side hustles, and I just want to be like you. Like, I just felt so inspired. And yeah, I just started to look into it, and then, yeah, I applied. Mm-hmm. And then I got a call because I was working with a magazine company in Dominica, and I got a call while I was on my way to work saying that I've been selected for this. And I just thought, you got the wrong person. This is the wrong number. In my head, I just could not believe it. I could not believe it, because I founded this charity it was only a year. Mm-hmm. And after that year, to receive such a prestigious award, to be granted the opportunity, you know, the honor of being awarded by the Queen and being open to this global network of young people, it was just so overwhelming. You know, I was really humbled to be part of that community, and I'm still part of the community because the legacy, it still lives on through us young people and our work. But yeah, it was a really outstanding time because we had this full year of mentorship. So we had mentors, we had leadership resources, guest speakers come to us. We had a residential week, which was also part of the Queen's Young Leaders program, on the lead up to the award ceremony at Buckingham Palace. So yeah, it was a lot to take in. And I think there was a lot to reflect on and a lot to be grateful for. And it was just an honor to receive the award as like a statement that we have accomplished so much and there's so much more to be done. And I think it was a really good time for young people to also see other young people accomplishing great things in the community. So it was really an honor to represent Dominica. I wore the wall, but you know, it was a really, really proud moment for myself and the country, I believe.
Okay, that's really nice, Rihanna, because I know a lot of young people have potential, but like you said, there are resources, and they think the issue that I think that we have is some people do not know where to find them. So I'm happy that you were able to share it. And the same way you got inspired by your friend, someone else can get inspired by you, and this is what we want. So more people can see that, hey, it is possible for me as well. If Rihanna can do it, then I can do it. So of continue course. Doing what you're doing, Rihanna. I'm really happy and proud to say that we've connected, and I love the drive that you have. I know that you are always pushing and aiming to do more, and that is something that we need to see more of, to increase our opportunities for young people outside of the Caribbean, regardless of whether you were raised in a family that didn't have much or had connections. Everything is possible for you because you are not limited by your location or by your environment. And you are living an example of this. No, I know you just got a job and you posted the journey online in terms of how you went through so much to apply and you went for a rigorous interview process. Tell us a bit about that. I know you kind of share too much, but tell us a bit about that and then what's next for you, because I would love to hear about this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was, I don't know, this year has been so much has happened. But I was working for a tech company and I kind of moved on to another tech company. So I've worked in like two startups already this year. So it's been quite amazing. And then I shortly left that organization. And then I was just doing a bit of freelance work in the midst of it, and that was quite exciting because that's something I've never really focused on. And yeah, it was just amazing having my own time to do what I want, to contribute to these companies and work with amazing partners and meet people. But I knew I needed a permanent job moving forward for our next operation. So I applied for various opportunities. There was a lot of rejections, a lot of just, I don't know. I was consulting with my university because, that's still available up to 3 years of graduation. And I was just saying, I'm actually tired. Like, we're having these calls and it's great support. We're doing interview preps, but I don't even know why I'm on this call with you today because I'm just tired of going through this process, but I felt really motivated by the encouragement and, their words and resources and just how they wasn't giving up on me and I shouldn't give up on myself. So that really reinforced the drive to just keep going because it's hard. It's like when you're looking for a job, it's like a full-time career because you've got to do the prep, you've got to research a company, all these kind of things. It's a lot of mental output. So yeah, it was draining. And I came across this opportunity through one of my friends again, because I won't call her a friend. We weren't really friends. But it's someone I
Acquaintance.
followed, I admired on social media. And she had she was able to secure a job with One Young World. And then I thought, okay, that's quite interesting. Let me look at what they're providing, because I've also admired them for many years. But I didn't think I really looked too much into it until I saw it on my LinkedIn as well, because I'm connected to a few staff members that's working at that organization, and they're like, "Yeah, we're looking for community manager." So I thought, okay, maybe let me really take this seriously and look at the job opportunities on the website. And then I saw the role for the community manager role, and I thought, wow, this is actually a really good opportunity. Let me just apply. I don't know what will happen. This is a managerial role, and it's a lot, you're supporting a global community. And I thought, let me just apply anyways, see what happens. And then I put in my submission and they got back to me saying, they were very impressed with my application and they'd like to offer me an interview. And so I was interviewed by the previous community manager. And then after that, I had a task to do. So it was like an event concept note of some kind. And then after that, they provided me with a final interview with the director of community as well as the previous community manager. And then after that was just a scary 2-day weekend of just wondering what's next, what's the final say. But then they called me and they said, "Yeah, we'd really like to offer you the role as community manager." And I actually fell to the floor. I just thought, oh my gosh, like, yes, I will actually accept this because I didn't even dream of getting this opportunity. I applied and I just thought, let me just go through the process, see what happens, look for other jobs and stuff. I could not believe that I got this job. So whatever other opportunities that I was looking forward to, I just shut it down. I just thought, this is where I really need to be. And so far, it's been very transformational. I've learned so much in a short space of time. I've contributed to so much. Hosted events with the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, with the coordinating ambassador for the Caribbean, And, you know, we just have people coming in the office now and then, just meeting new people. It's such, you know, there's so much talent in this space. And I just feel just really honored to be a part of this organization, because we are the global organization for young leaders, you know, so we really foster young people and their growth. And, you know, I feel like most people, they only see the summit, but we do so much more than that. Mm-hmm. We contribute to so much more. We really work to ensure that young voices are heard. And that's really what matters at the end of it. This is why we do what we do. So I really, I definitely support and advocate for the mission and goal of this company. So yeah, I'm really, really happy to be here. Learning loads, contributing to loads.
Well, I want to say thanks. Thanks for sharing and congratulations. I know you are going to do great, Rihanna. I have no doubt about that. You are continuing to shine. You are being an example for every young Dominican who believe that, hey, they cannot reach that far. So I think one of the things that you did that is outstanding is you always share a journey, and you don't only share the beautiful parts, you share the tough parts as well. And people don't see that. People like to see the perfect lifestyle, but you know, you let them know that, hey, it is not easy. If you want it, you have to really work hard for it. So we are grateful for that transparency, and continue doing what you're doing. What's next for you though? What would you be looking forward to, let's say, in the next year? And let people know.
You come into Dominica. Oh my gosh, this film project. Yes. I think the film project is just like a testimony of waiting for greatness, because I've been working on this film project for almost 2 years now. It was supposed to happen last month. Okay. It was supposed to happen last month, but because I got this job, it didn't work out. So I have to wait another year, because I want to do this in October. If I can't do it in October, then it makes no sense for me to do this film, because I know October is the right time where we see the vibrance, the happiness, the joy of the people in Dominica, you know, because it's Creole season. Everyone's festive. Everyone's, you know, into it. So, it's been long. Say again?
I say I can't wait for when you start doing the film, because I want to support you, because I know this is going to be something different, and we need that exposure. We need young people to get involved, and I know you'll get the support that you need whenever you visit Dominica to do the film. So all the best with that, and do not give up. I know you will have times when you're going to be overwhelmed, because that is natural. When you are growing on your personal development journey, of course you're going to have this when you are tired, but that is part of it. You just have to know when to take a break and when you can't continue. Now, I know we've spoken about your journey in terms of becoming a Queen's Young Leader, finding a job, being in the UK, developing yourself, having your mentorship, growing your business. Where can people follow you? Because you've shared so much, and that is a beautiful story. People want to connect. They say, hey, who is this girl? Where can I follow her? I need to ask her a question. Let people know, where can they find you? What is the best way to reach you? And if you offer any mentorship yourself for young people, let them know.
Absolutely. So yeah, I'm actually training to become a personal development coach. So I get my accreditation in December. So very exciting. Yay. But I've actually invested in a website. So you can find me on riannapatterson.com. It's so weird to say that. But yeah, it's out there. It's live. And then I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. My Instagram is Rihanna_Patterson. My Twitter is just Rihanna Patterson. And yeah, I think you can find me on LinkedIn, Rihanna Patterson. So yeah, definitely connect. I do provide, well, when I get the accreditation, I will be providing one-on-one coaching for your personal development. And I also do mentoring. I'm a mentor with graduate mentors. So that's kind of like pro bono mentoring support. But if you want like long-term mentoring, then definitely check out my website for that service and other services that I provide. But yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that, Rihanna. I'm so happy I brought you on. And I want young people to take some time and listen and listen to what Rihanna has to say, because a lot of times what we see in the Caribbean is people in their mid-30s and 40s accomplishing all of these things. Rihanna is very young, and she has accomplished all of this. You can as well. Do not think that you need to wait till your 30s, in your 40s to do these things. You have to start now. You just need to know your venue. And if you want to know, ask Rihanna. She'll tell you what she's done and how she is going through the process. Because, guys, it is something that will transform your lives. It's not something that you will do today and tomorrow you give it up. You have to be committed to the cause. You have to want it. You have to go towards that journey and decide, hey, I want to make a difference and this is what I'm going to do. So I really hope you find this episode exciting and valuable. Share it to somebody who might enjoy it. And Rihanna, thank you so much for giving me your time. We will connect again in another forum. So thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can follow me on Instagram at Melinda Francois or at Livelihood Matters Podcast. You can also join me inside of my one-on-one coaching container or inside of my group program, Breaking Generational Poverty, where I teach you how to package your knowledge and skills into a sustainable online business. I'd love to hear from you. And guys, please share this episode with a friend and see you next time.